From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A series of blasts took place early Friday on the Syria-Turkey border town close to Gerabalus. Officials believe the blasts were controlled explosions of mines carried out by the Turkish military as part of their ongoing operation in northern Syria against the Islamic State group. Last week, Turkey sent troops across the border to help Syrian rebels capture the town of Gerabalus, but clashes broke out with Syrian Kurds already fighting Islamic State extremists in the area. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said that Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's proposals represent a threat to his country. This a day after the two men met in the Mexican capital. Peña Nieto was widely criticized for inviting and meeting with Trump. He was also criticized for not confronting him more directly about comments calling for immigrants from Mexico criminals and on his vows to build a border wall and to force Mexico to pay for it. Peña Nieto sought to defend his decision to meet Trump. Speaking at a town hall, he fielded questions from young people. He said the simpler path would have been to do nothing, but he believed it was necessary to stress to Mr. Trump the importance of the U.S.-Mexico relationship. The president of Uzbekistan is in critical condition, this according to a government statement. Islam Karimov, who is 78, has been the authoritarian ruler of the Central Asian nation for more than a quarter of a century. There are reports Karimov has already died, but his death has not been confirmed. The Fergana media outlet is reporting that funeral arrangements are underway in Karimov's hometown. He has not designated a successor. Human Rights Watch has described Uzbekistan's record as atrocious. This is VOA. Russian President Vladimir Putin maintained in an interview with Bloomberg that Russia had nothing to do with the hacking of the U.S. Democratic National Committee. Thousands of the DNC's emails and documents were hacked earlier this year, revealing that the DNC gave preferential treatment to Hillary Clinton over her Democratic rival Bernie Sanders. Both were vying to become the party's presidential candidate. "I don't know anything about it," Putin said, adding, "and on a state level, Russia has never done this." Putin also denied allegations that the hack was an attempt by Russia to influence the outcome of the upcoming U.S. presidential election. Even as members of the Democratic Party and members of the U.S. intelligence community have repeatedly accused Russian intelligence services as being behind the attack. Authorities in northwestern Pakistan say a suicide bomb attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people and wounded 50 more. The district mayor, Himayat Ullah, told reporters an armed attacker threw a hand grenade at security guards before detonating explosives strapped to his body. Authorities and hospital sources say a number of lawyers are among the victims and that the death toll is likely to rise. The bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in Peshawar. The attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches in the province and elsewhere in the country. Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. has announced it will give preference in admissions to the descendants of slaves once owned by the Maryland Jesuits as part of its effort to atone for profiting from the sale of enslaved people. The announcement came as Georgetown released a report calling on its leaders to offer a formal apology for the university's participation in the slave trade.
"We recognize the need to reconcile a painful part of our history. Our participation in the institution of slavery and the benefit we received from the sale of 272 enslaved children, women and men, from Jesuit plantations in Maryland."
That's John DeGioia, the president of the university. In 1838, two priests sold the men, women, and children to pay off debts at the school. The World Conservation Congress opened up its 10-day conference Thursday on Honolulu's Waikiki Beach. Thousands of world leaders, policymakers, and environmentalists are attending the conference. President Barack Obama spoke on Wednesday night about the importance of addressing climate change. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.